This is JIS News. Coming up, TAJ to operate at world standards with implementation of RAISE. Senate approves increased seats for Hackney operators and 1,000 kilometers of roadway repaired since 2012. The news in detail after the break.
The Public Procurement Act is here. Jamaica's first standalone law regarding government procurement, geared towards maximizing efficiency, ensuring value for money, equitable treatment for suppliers, and integrity throughout the procurement process. That's the Public Procurement Act. Get informed. Learn how your business can benefit. Call the Minister of Finance and Planning for details.
Imagine a rugged landscape, lush forests, springs and cascading waterfalls, evidence of the pristine surroundings of the Blue and Jonquil Mountains, the location that centuries ago became the territory of the Windward Maroons and national heroine Queen Nanny, which earned Jamaica its first World Heritage property in July 2015.
Partner with us in safeguarding this distinctive heritage of Jamaica and the world. Contact Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust at 960-2848 or blueandjonquilmountains.org. Brought to you by the Ministry of Youth and Culture and UNESCO Cluster Office.
Now the news. The Senate has approved the Transport Authority Amendment Act, which seeks to increase the seating capacity of Hackney carriages from 4 to 5. The bill was piloted by Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding. Senator Golding says the requirement in the existing act is an anomaly, as the vehicles are built to carry 5 persons, including the driver.
The insurance that is granted for them also permits this, but the Act doesn't allow it. This has been a subject of great concern to the drivers of Hackney carriages.
Senator Golding says discussions were held with the Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, and an agreement was reached for the anomaly to be corrected. The bill was passed in the House of Representatives on November 3. Full implementation of the Revenue Administration Information System, RAISE, will position Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, to operate at international standards. Commissioner General at the TAJ, Ainsley Powell, says there are many countries that require 100% e-filing, and TAJ is moving Jamaica in that direction.
We're having probably a rollout of the newest system there is within the CARICOM region. So this platform is ranked as ideal for what is considered good practice for tax administration. The idea is to really move from a heavy face-to-face to a more online type relationship.
Mr. Powell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Implementation of RAISE is strategically aligned with TAJ's National Compliance Plan, which outlines its compliance approach in collecting taxation revenue for the government and people of Jamaica. The project began in May 2014, with Phase 1 being implemented in February and Phase 2 on December 7. The government is reporting significant improvement in roadworks across the country. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says over 1,000 kilometers of public roads have been repaired to date since 2012.
We have been able to complete more than 1,000 kilometers. That's to say, if you are going from Kingston to Montego Bay, 5 times if you were to put those roads end to end. And we intend certainly going forward to ramp up the pace at which we fix our local roads.
Minister Arscott says the improvement of roads and other infrastructure is a critical aspect of the country's growth agenda. The government has responsibility for 80% of Jamaica's road network. And the Ministry of Education will be seeking to provide additional computers for the establishment of a community training centre at the Middlesex Basic School in St. Elizabeth. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the computers will be acquired with support from the Universal Service Fund, USF. The minister, who recently toured the school, says there is adequate spacing on the property to accommodate a facility for adult education and technology training.
This is the most important place for education in the whole country. What we do here in terms of helping these little ones is going to be definitive of their success or their failure for the rest of their lives.
This thrust by the Education Ministry is part of efforts to improve early childhood and continuing education in Jamaica. The Middlesex Basic School, located in Holland Bamboo, was established through funding from the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund and is one of the legacy projects of Jamaica 50. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.